With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 2026 marks the end of an era at Berkshire Hathaway as legendary investor Warren Buffett has retired as CEO of the global conglomerate that he was key to building.
Although Buffett does remain chairman of the board and will continue heading into the office every day, the man known as the Oracle of Omaha sums up his investment strategy this way: be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. He also advises employees to make sure they'd be comfortable with anything they do, being reported the next day on the front page of their local newspaper and presumably on the Internet. Rich Thomason reporting.
Iranians began the new year by holding large demonstrations.
Protests in Iran have spread into rural areas as tensions over the country's struggling economy continue, with at least three people killed. Authorities reported the fatalities on Wednesday and Thursday in cities home to Iran's Lur ethnic group. The demonstrations are the largest since 2022.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis. Well, let's open and close on this New Year's Day. Correspondent Julie Walker says not all stores are shut down.
While schools, government buildings, post offices, courts, and banks are closed on New Year's Day, most major retailers across the U.S. will be open, with many offering deals and discounts on older inventory to clear the way for newer products. But before you run out the door on New Year's Day to grab the deals, it's wise to double-check operating hours. Most national grocery store chains like Albertsons, Whole Foods, Kroger are open, but many have modified hours. In-store pharmacies tend to be closed for the holiday, and national chains that are closed for New Year's Day include Trader Joe's and Costco. I'm Julie Walker.
And the financial markets were closed today for New Year's Day. This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at who exactly trusts the mainstream media these days.
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the media. Black Protestants at 65% are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide. The practice is already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people every year electing to take their lives. At least that was the case last year. That accounts for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. This is SRN News. The new year is bringing with it a variety of new state laws. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Hawaii has become the first state to hike its tourist lodging tax, specifically to help cope with the effects of a changing climate. Utah's already strict alcohol laws are getting even stricter. People convicted of extreme driving under the influence will receive a new driver's license bearing a red stripe on the front alongside the words, "No alcohol sale." And Washington's statewide minimum wage has risen to $17.13 an hour, making it the first state to exceed the $17 threshold. Greg Clugston reporting.
Wall Street closed out another banner year for stocks on Wednesday with a downbeat finish that extended the market's recent losing streak to a fourth day. Just the same, the major U.S. stock indexes finished with strong gains for the year. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.